Cattle futures mostly crawled higher Tuesday. USDA increased its estimate of U.S. beef export value for next year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 30th of November. Cattle futures firmed and closed mostly higher Tuesday, supported by recently lower corn futures prices and cash-fed cattle demand strength. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 53 cents higher, from 7 cents to $1.12 higher, except for an average of 37 cents lower in the back three contracts. Live cattle futures closed an average of 18 cents higher. Corn futures closed 1 to 3 cents lower in the front four contracts, and then mostly fractionally higher. Soybean futures closed fractionally higher to a nickel higher through SEP of 24, and then fractionally lower. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive on very light demand to a standstill through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were $154 to $155 a hundredweight in the Texas Panhandle, $155 in Kansas, $157 to $158 in Nebraska, and $155 to $157 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $245. Choice box beef cutout value was 21 cents higher Tuesday afternoon at $254.74 a hundredweight. Select was $2.71 lower at $225.82. I had no trendable weekly Tuesday auction sales to report at press time. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net.
With a mission to share stories of the breed's rich history in the beef industry, the 1881 podcast is connecting you with the voices behind the bald face. To share the progress of operations across the country, we'll bring you content for cattlemen and women of all ages looking to learn more about the breed bringing people home. Join us for our latest episode of 1881, powered by the American Hereford Association and part of the Hereford Network.
Major U.S. financial indices closed little change Tuesday, with investors apparently awaiting key economic data later this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 3 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 6 points higher, but the NASDAQ was down 65 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from 95 cents to $1.01 higher through the front six contracts. U.S. agricultural exports next year are projected at $190.0 billion, according to the latest quarterly outlook for U.S. agricultural trade from USDA's Economic Research Service and the Foreign Agricultural Service. The projection is $3.5 billion less than the August forecast, mostly driven by lower export expectations for soybeans, cotton, and corn. However, beef exports were forecast $500 million higher at $10.3 billion on increased higher unit values, with expectations that domestic beef production will decline. According to ERS FAS analysts, the global economic outlook for calendar year 2023 remains uncertain due to inflation, changing monetary policy conditions, and trade disruptions caused by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Previous growth projections were moderated based on tempered economic growth in Europe and North America. World real gross domestic product was projected at 3.2% this year, unchanged from the previous forecast. For next year, though, global GDP was forecast 0.2% lower at 2.7%. Projected U.S. GDP for this year was pegged 0.6% lower at 1.7%, while next year's forecast U.S. GDP was unchanged at 1.0%. According to ERS FAS analysts, inflation continues to be a global concern, and central banks around the world are continuing their monetary tightening cycles to combat rising inflation rates, with the notable exception of China, which has maintained a loose monetary policy. at your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 30th of November. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.